Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb on my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stop and have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Places out there. It is Sunday while I'm up here in Maine, and it's Standard Eastern Time here. It is 9 a.m. Standard Eastern Time, Sunday. Have a happy, happy Sunday. I haven't had any coffee yet. I'm like, woo-woo, I need some coffee, which I will be getting after the show. I'm doing a half-hour show today, and Sunday, you know, just want to wish everyone a happy Sunday throughout the world there, and just read some positive quotes, maybe to help you all to go out there and achieve your dreams. And it's the Shelly Nunchuk Show. And, you know, my show's about love, life, inspiration, and, of course, talks about Jack Chan. Well, you know, I can't help but that's my big dream. And it's not the fact of thinking working with Jackie Chan is going to make me some sort of superstar. That's not what I think. I don't think of that at all. It's just my dream, and I've been holding on for 10 years. And what I do hope happens, and I've been working on it for about 10 years, is just to have one scene with Jackie Chan. That's all. I don't want to fight him. I just want to have one scene. And that's what I've been holding on for 10 years. And, you know, anything can happen because it's led me to do really great things for myself. You know, I can't complain. I have a roof over my head, a job, and, you know, I get to, in the downtime, because I do work Monday through Thursday, you know, extra hours during the day so I can have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off to work on other things. And as you know, I have the show here. I also do an internet TV show that could be seen anywhere around the world. So I've been looking at the statistics on my TV show, and there's a couple hundred people. I've only done like a couple of shows. I haven't done that much because I've been really busy, and already a couple hundred people have viewed into my TV show. It's like, that's kind of really cool. I've only had it like two or three shows, and having a couple hundred people look at the show, I think that's, you know, I just want to say thank you for everybody that's been tuned into my TV show. And like my everything, if you want to look me up, it's Shelly Nunchuk Show. It's on blogtv.com, but it's going to be merged in, I think, with UTV. So I'll just keep posting the links on my Facebook page. So all you have to do is click on there. And, you know, it's just, you know, going to talk about many different things. And I just feel blessed to be able to, you know, in my path, at least I'm working on a film as a lead. And let me say, training during filming is really, it's really intense. I always talk about, you know, Rocky and training in the winter and working out while filming. Well, I'm actually doing that. And it's so tiring and so hard. But this is something that I've always wanted to do, so I feel lucky and blessed. I mean, the training, what do they say, no pain, no gain. But anyway, I want to get back to talking about morning quotes, and anybody's, you know, welcome to call in to the show, or, you know, I have the chat room open. The two numbers is 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473, and the other number is 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. So feel free to call in. I'm doing a half-hour show, but that's okay because people can actually listen to this in the archives. And I like opening up, you know, I like posting very positive quotes on my Facebook page. And, you know, one of the things I always tell people is, you know, the best thing to do is if you're a very positive person like myself, you have to stay away from the negative, ugly people. And I'm not talking about, you know, on the outside, on the inside. And I really woke up and realized, you know, what negativity was, because I have these dreams and goals and ambition. And I, you know, was very naive for a very long time, thinking, you know, that these people that I was around with many years ago were great people, and they weren't. So I actually found people out there that have given me strength, you know, to do what I do in life. And if you have a dream, that's what you have to really find. And, you know, if no one was supporting your dream, you're just going to stand up for yourself and do your dream. That's what it comes down to. You have to believe in yourself first. If you don't believe in yourself first, your dreams is never going to come true. So besides believing in yourself, you know, and never ever settle for less, I'm going to read some of these quotes, and I hope it inspires people. You have the power to create your own happiness. If you don't like something about your life, change it. Never settle for less than all of your dream of. I'm just reading the quotes as all that you dream, you know. I'm just reading some of these stuff that I've actually found off the internet here. The minute you settle for less than you deserve, The minute you settle for less than you deserve, you get even less than you settle for. Quote, view your life with hindsight. Stop beating yourself up about things from your past. Instead of slapping your forehead and asking, what was I thinking, breathe and ask yourself the kind of question, what was I learning? And, you know, that's exactly what happened to me. And I was learning, and I learned in my past the people that I were around and not the people that I want to be. So I changed things in my life, and if I can do it, you people out there can do it too. You know, you can all change. More quotes here. They are not following drama, who resort to violence to achieve their purpose. Those who lead others through nonviolent means, knowing right and wrong, may be called guardians of the drama. Maybe that's what my big brother Z is. Okay. There's a difference between having a real relationship and just being together because that's all you're used to. There's a difference between meaning your I love yous and just saying them every night because that's what you're used to. There's a difference between being together and wanting to be together. If it's a relationship, not a routine. It's a relationship and not a routine because it's like, you know, okay, you love someone, okay, but it's kind of like, you know, people just get stuck in relationships sometimes, and I think that's why they're so bitter and they like are unhappy with anybody else's happiness because they don't know anything else. So they like to take things out on other people. And that's what I truly, truly believe. When people are unhappy and they're stuck in relationships, they're unhappy with other people's happiness. So if you feel like people are unhappy with what you're doing in your life, that's basically probably true. But you know what? Like me, I kind of laugh. Because if you really think about it, if you Google my name, Shelly Nunchucks or Shelly Nunchucks Finnegan, you Google my name, you know, it's all over the internet. And I'm like, you know, Facebook and all this stuff, I'm like, so if people talk about me, I don't care because I've been doing this stuff for 10 years and I laugh because it's like, you know, whether people like you or don't like you, it doesn't matter. You have to be comfortable in your own skin with yourself. You know, that's where it begins. It begins with yourself. So I'm not a preacher. I'm not any licensed practitioner or anything. I'm just telling you how it is because of life experience. If you are not comfortable in your own skin, you know, whatever way you are, you can't expect to be ever happy. So what I had to learn is how to be comfortable in my own skin. And that's why I became happy. No amount of money, you could have all the money in the world. And yes, money does help pay the rent and everything like that. It's true. You got to pay the bills and other things. Like with us, you know, we have to pay bills and stuff, you know, people that I know. But, you know, when I get to work on a film set and I've been posting things with Valcare, and like I said, actually, you know, it's not film props. We've been dealing with working on films. We've actually been doing the workout and lifting trees outside on the land and also big stones. So it's something I'm going to repost on my Facebook page. You know, I'm posting this. So let's see. So I just reposted a page on the Shelly Nunchucks page of me pushing up a rock, and it was really heavy. So it's something that, you know, that look on my face, that's not acting. That's really real. They captured a real moment in film. So it's something that, you know, I feel very lucky and very blessed that I get to work on my dreams. And there were people before that wanted to stop me because they were unhappy with their lives. So that's what the problem was. I was around people that were totally unhappy with their life. So I had to get away. And I don't care whatever people do in their own lives. I really don't care. So I learned that what I do in my life is important to me. So, you know, I keep following my dream. Okay, here's one. Okay, I know a lot of people aren't religious, but this is just, you know, for me or anybody that does believe. When I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left and could say, I used everything you gave me. Let's see. These quotes are kind of cool. I like posting them on my, you know, Facebook page. And just bring it up. Really, if you like working out, wow. I really regret that workout, no one ever said. Okay, here's another thing about God and such. You know who you are, how wonderful you are. God loves and accepts you just the way you are, and there's nothing that you can do or not do to change that. You're wonderful, made, believe it. Just looking up quotes on here. Embrace and love all of yourself, past, present, and future. Forgive yourself quickly and as often as necessary. Encourage yourself. Tell yourself about good things about yourself. Okay. Oh, I love this. I love this because it's like, you know, when people play stupid, I can't fathom that, but I just believe intelligent and sexy don't play stupid. Okay, there's a picture where it's this girl's in a table and, like, table form, like, turning her body in the table. It's actually one of my favorite push-up positions. It goes, I don't want to be skinny. I want to be strong. Being fit is not being sexy because sexy is a state of mind. I want to be strong in mind, body, and soul. I do not work out for you. I work out for me. This is my body, my vessel, and I will respect it. I will feed it well. I will enjoy being in it, and every day I will make it stronger because only the strong survive. That's kind of cool. Let's see. Well, I'm going to take a little break, and I love, 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 love playing this song. And it's a song that's actually And the film that I'm in, Valkyr, it's called Battle Song, by the man, the myth, the legend himself, a whore is a chord that leaves in his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. And I always sense that music, it sets the mood. It sets the tone to a scene in a film. So it's called Battle Song, and it's something where I believe we're going to be using it when we do our battle, when we're in full costume with the horses and the weapons. So everyone, when you hear this, you'll feel the mood for the scene. So here is the song, Battle Song. And that was Battle Song by the man, the myth, the legend himself, a whore is a core, Deliza, and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. And like I said, with a song itself, music sets the tone to a scene in a film. And the song you just heard is Battle Song. And it's by Director Z. He is an accomplished musician. I think he might have been nominated or won awards for his music. And I feel very lucky and blessed to have a brother that is so very talented. He knows many things with martial arts. I actually got to train with him for a year, for a full year. And I feel, you know, very lucky and very blessed that I was able to be able to do part of my dream. I trained in Tai Chi when I first started in Capoeira. I actually originally had wanted to get into Jeet Kune Do, but at the time, nobody was really teaching it. I couldn't find anybody that was around where I was actually living, you know, to teach it that was close by. So I actually, my second choice was capoeira, and that's exactly how I chose it. But in the meantime, I was actually driving by a studio, and I was noticing that where, you know, I've seen it before. I've seen the studio plenty of times driving back and forth, but one day I had decided, because I wanted to change my life, so I stepped into a dojo, and that's exactly what I did. Because I always wanted to learn about martial arts ever since I was little, but, you know, people being negative around you, you just get stifled. And that's what my problem was. For many years, I was actually stifled because of the toxic people that I was around. So just remember that, you know, like myself, I try to talk as much as I can to help other people to, you know, help them in their dreams, because everything that I've gone through, you know, here I am. And I hope this is actually, you know, everybody's hearing this okay, because it was a little bit of static on the radio. So I'm really hoping everybody was here out there with what I'm talking about right now. And I will be doing a TV show afterwards. I don't know what time today, but I will be doing, like I said, a TV show. So it's something where I've been able to do things in my life, because I think the first step was to get away from negative people. So if anybody has a dream out there, just remember, you're as good as anybody else, and you should definitely, definitely go for it. You know, you're the only one that's stopping yourself, and, you know, you can't blame others. If you're unhappy with your life, it's not other people's fault. You have to make yourself happy. And anybody else that comes into your life, that's an extra additive in your life. Just remember that, you know, because that's what I really do tend to think. Because, you know, you have to be yourself, especially a woman. And when you can't be yourself and you keep, you know, looking for relationships, or you can never be alone at all and you have to be in a relationship just to figure you qualify as a person, that's not really any good. And you should actually, you know, you should actually give yourself some time to get to know yourself. And, you know, I mean, out there, this whole big world, you should travel and do other things. And I just feel lucky and blessed that I'm able to do these things. And everything else is just the icing on the cake for me. And it's a very sweet icing, if I must say. You know, even after the films and stuff, it's quite possible I'll be moving, so I'm kind of, you know, looking at my options here, just looking at options. So there's a big possibility I will not be in Maine next year. So it's quite possible. Like I said, I am looking at my options right now. And, you know, I just figure if there's opportunities for me to take, I'm going to take it. So I'm actually going to end the show. I'm trying to find some more positive quotes and stuff on here, you know, but just remember, if you have a dream, you go for it. And I'm looking at some more of the quotes here. The greatest pleasure in life is doing what other people say you cannot do. And that's kind of cool. Another thing, I may not be there yet, but I'm closer than I was yesterday. I guess the quotes are kind of cool. I'm just looking up some other things. Lots of pictures of my brother and I on here. And I mean, there's so many things that I really like to post. Today I choose the higher road, the path of charity, acceptance, love, selfishness, kindness. And I'm just looking for other things too. But I want to leave on a very happy, positive note, and I always do anyway. I'm going to actually play a song, And it's called Feel, and I actually was able to be in this video with one of my other bros back in Boston, Crosby Tatum, Triceptus Studio, Triceptus Studios for Life. So I'm looking for the song to end the show with a very much happy song. Like I said, I was honored to be able to be part of this film, so that music video. So anyway, I'm going to end the show with the song Feel, and everybody enjoy the rest of your Sunday, all right? And may it be blessed, happiness, prosperity, everything to you, and let's all get ready for the week. I know it's Sunday, but, you know, it's still the morning, so enjoy it. Anyway, everyone, have a good day. Or night, depends on where you are.
Yeah, let's rip. Cat a B, Miss Smith and Envy, for the little 9 y'all, yeah. Check this out, yeah. Triceptus Studios. Check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant dog on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you need